The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Good morning, and it's Dan from the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. So it's been a while since we've actually done a podcast, about a month actually. We've just been taking some time off, getting into January nice and easy, and looking at developing ways of earning additional income without actually dealing with anyone, which is quite an interesting way of looking at things. So imagine being able to earn money on autopilot. You wake up on a morning and there's money going into your account, and that's what we've been looking for, and that's what we've been working on, and I think we've probably found it with Forex. So we'll come back to you on that and let you know how that's going. But we've got quite a good system. We've got the Bitcoin thing that's still in place, of course, and that's working very well, despite a few obstacles in the way. The US, they pulled out of the US because they were having problems with compliance, because people were promising the earth and making all sorts of promises and things on their Bitcoin. But if you want to speak about Bitcoin, then come and find me on Facebook, and I'll stick you in a Bitcoin group. You want to speak to me on Forex, then come and talk to me about that, and I'll stick you in a Forex group, and we'll show you some of the results that we're getting there as well. However, today I wanted to talk to you about Oxfam, because yes folks, it's that time of year again when Oxfam, they reel out their little study of how the 1% of the richest own 82% of the wealth in the world. And I just wanted you to understand what this actually means, because it's bollocks. Okay, it is complete and utter bollocks. It's total wordplay, and I need you to understand why it's wordplay. Okay, so I wrote a little rant on Facebook. I know, far be it for me to have rants, but it just happened from time to time. I don't know if you've noticed. I try and hide it. So, I'll read exactly what I put, because it actually explains it, and then we'll go into a bit more detail. And obviously, if you've got any questions, then come find me on Facebook. So this is what I put. I put wealth. So basically, a guy in China with less than 50 pence to his name in life savings actually has more wealth than a Harvard graduate, right? The Harvard graduate drives around in his Porsche, he's living in his condo, he's just left Harvard. But you know what? He's in £400,000 worth of debt, okay? So the guy in China has more wealth than he does, because this is the thing that most people don't understand. Debt is taken into account when you're talking about wealth, right? So if you've got a credit card of £10,000 and a loan of £5,000, and let's say you've got a mortgage as well, guess where you are, you know, in that level of wealth? You're right near the bottom. You are under the homeless guy. Let me read it. Okay. So wealth. Basically, the guy in China with less than 50 pence to his name in life savings has more wealth than a Harvard graduate, and he's more likely got more wealth than most people reading this, listening to this. Wealth takes into account your debt. So if you have debt, then you are in the poorest in the world. Because truly poor people can't even get into debt because they are that poor. If you own a house, you're in debt. Therefore, you're not wealthy, according to Oxfam. Those people who we see on TV living in mud huts, they have more wealth than you, i.e. they have zero wealth, because they haven't got any debt. The word wealth skews it out of all proportion, and it's wrong. Heck. I changed a word there. The last two letters of that word are the same. Heck, the homeless guy sat on the streets, as long as he's got no debt, is wealthier than you are right now. I wish you'd stop putting out this incorrect garbage out there. If Oxfam want to raise money, do it properly, not by lying to the public. You need to understand how money works and how the words we use play an impact. Rant over. I wish the people would stop spoon-feeding bullshit propaganda to the sheeple who just take this crap in. And it's 100% accurate, 100% true. But Oxfam have played a very clever game by changing the words in which they use. They're not talking about the richest people. You ever use the words, the richest 1% have more than 82% of the wealth? That's because they've got assets that are working for them, okay? But people like you and I, and, you know, like, I mean, heck, I am really at the bottom of that wealth pile, because the chances are, saying that, actually, I have got a lot of debt, thinking about it, because of the properties, but I've actually got a lot of equity. So actually, I'm probably a lot higher up. Depends on how much equity you've got compared with how much debt you've actually got. Now, so let's use some real life examples. Let's say you're a property investor. You've got £1 million of property, okay, but you've got £600,000 of mortgage debt. That means you've got £400,000 of equity. Wow, you must be really in the top 1%. You're not. You've got £600,000 worth of debt. You've got £400,000 worth of equity. That means you're £200,000 down. The guy in China working in the rice fields is wealthier than you are because he's got no debt. He's got no money either, but he's got no debt. And so this is, it's totally skewed. Using the word wealth is totally skewed things. You could be driving around in a Ferrari. You could own £10 million worth of property, but have £6 million worth of mortgage debt, right? And you're living the lifestyle, and you're going out clubbing every night, and you've got cash flow, you've got 10, 20, 30 grand a month coming in, and you're going out on your boat, and you know, your private jet, and whatever else. You're poorer than the guy in China, who's struggling to feed himself every day. Because this is the difference between the word wealth and the word income, cash flow, rich, money, moolah. And it drives me insane. This is why getting yourself to the state, to the point of being financially educated, where you can look at Oxfam and go, hang on a minute, something's fishy going on here. Why are Oxfam doing it like this? Like, I don't know, by the way, how much the Oxfam CEO is on, but I think it's over £200,000, right? So I've read an article just before I came live, and a guy was saying, saw an advert, if you put £4, you'll save a person's life. And someone wrote to Oxfam and said, well, actually, if you took a pay cut from, say, 200 grand to 160 grand, you're taking 40 grand, you just save 10,000 people's lives. So why don't you do that? Do you know what I mean? Now, I actually don't mind paying CEOs 200, 300, 400 grand. It was an experiment. A friend of mine, Dave, we've all got a mate called Dave, haven't we? And I've got a mate called Dave as well. So it was an experiment. And in this experiment, they created a charity. And the guy was earning a lot of money. But because he was earning a lot of money, he was very adventurous with how he raised his money. He raised an awful lot of money. Like so much more than his salary. Like 10x his salary, right? But everybody complained about the fact that he was on, like, I don't know what he was on, like 400,000, half a million, whatever. But he took the charity from zero to like 5 or 10 million. I don't know the numbers, right? So I'm making these up. But you get the idea, you get the gist, okay? And they sacked him. They sacked him because everyone's complaining about how much money he was earning. And yet, when they sacked him, the earnings of that charity dropped massively. And it just became like a normal charity. It just you know, didn't operate as well as it did. So I actually don't mind paying people a lot of money, if that's what it takes. I'm quite happy with that. I honestly don't think that organisations like Oxfam, they do apparently give 82 pence for every pound, which is very, very good. Someone's, you know, I'm just not convinced, I'll be honest with you, I'm just not convinced. And then, I mean, let's not even go down the route of shelter. You know, shelter's one of the biggest reasons why people end up evicted and on the streets. Because the advice that shelter give, yeah, just stay in your house until the bailiffs come round. Yeah, and then you get rehoused. Yeah, that's brilliant. We just ruined their credit rating because we sent bailiffs round. We've got county court judgments. Great advice, shelter. That will help them for the next 6 years. We've got a CCJ and they can't rent anywhere else other than from the council. Do you know what I mean? So I have issues with these organisations anyway, but you've got to be able to understand the difference in these words. I've just come off some training, some speaker training. The words in which we use in our language are very, very important, and there's a reason why Oxfam uses the word wealth. And you'll notice every single January this stat is rolled out every year for the last couple of years. Oxfam comes out, it's on the BBC, it's in the Guardian, it's on all the websites, and everyone goes, oh, that's shocking, capitalism. Now the people are saying that's shocking and capitalism. Now there's two things going on there, right? First of all, if they've got credit card debt, yep, they're in the bottom 10-20%, right? Like the bottom 5%, because the guys who are living in Africa, living mud huts and haven't got any money, haven't got clean water, they are wealthier than the guys complaining about it, right? That's how crazy this thing is. But the other ones, the ones who have got no debt and they're saying this is disgusting, they're actually in the top 1% because they've got no debt. And we end up in this crazy topsy-turvy situation where actually nobody understands. And it drives me nuts. Can you tell? So I just need you to understand the words that we use and the way that wealth is calculated and how organisations use that to make you feel guilty, to make you feel bad, to try and raise money, etc., etc. So look, I hope you enjoyed that one, a nice little short one, a good little rant, and we'll catch up with you on the next one. All right, my name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.